From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We're following two major stories today. Later in the program, we'll have more on President Bush's announcement this morning that he now wants to bump up Judge John Roberts to become the new Chief Justice of the Supreme Court to replace William Rehnquist, who died on Saturday. We'll have that story and hear from legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick and a one-time clerk to Mr. Rehnquist. First, the lead, still the Gulf Coast, where communities are working to recover from the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. In New Orleans today, rescue teams continue to search for survivors of the floods that wrought havoc. Other workers recover bodies of those who died after the hurricane pushed through 1 week ago. With us now is Manuel Roig Francia of The Washington Post. He's covering the search and rescue effort in New Orleans. Manuel, welcome to the program. How are the search and recovery operations going?
Slowly. It's very difficult to get into many parts of New Orleans. I think everyone involved in this acknowledges that it is a long process that will be stretching out for days.
Parts of the city are still flooded, but how much of it is still flooded?
Hard to get an exact sense of that from the ground. Much easier to get a sense of that from the air and from satellites, which tells us that most of the eastern portion of New Orleans is underwater. And when I'm talking about underwater, I'm talking about water that's up to, in some places, streetlights.
People are being allowed, some people, I guess, allowed back into the city beginning today to just go to their homes, pick up whatever they can, and then exit again. How is that going to go?
Well, last night, there were lines forming already on roads leading into Jefferson Parish. For those who aren't familiar with the New Orleans area, about half the population of the New Orleans metropolitan area is in the city of New Orleans. And about half the population is in what's called Jefferson Parish, which is a large suburb right outside of the city to the west. And it is that suburb, Jefferson Parish, where people are being allowed to come back into. And traffic this morning has been horrendous. Thousands of people wanting to get back into their homes. They're going to find a very ugly scene. And it's going to be interesting to see how easy it is to get people to leave once they've come in.
Manuel, there were these reports yesterday of a gun battle between looters and police. Several looters were killed. This was at one location under a highway. What is security like there generally?
There is a tremendous presence of Louisiana National Guard troops and police on the streets of downtown near the French Quarter. But there are certain parts of the city that are almost impossible to patrol because of the water. And that has led to a very tense feeling in these places. I was on a boat all day yesterday, and we encountered a family that was going back into a flooded neighborhood to rescue some of their dogs. They carried more weapons with them than most police officers that I've seen in urban metropolitan areas. And when they approached houses where they suspected that people might still be, they began yelling, "We're here to help you. We're here to help you. Don't shoot." That's the sense that people have when they go into these neighborhoods. Still frightening places.
Manuel Roig Francia, Miami Bureau Chief for The Washington Post, covering the story of Hurricane Katrina's aftermath in and around New Orleans. Manuel, thank you.
My pleasure.